This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nothing is permanent. Nothing is forever. Clearly from this story we're about to tell you about. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Billy, TJ, Hope is on vacation for a couple of days.
Let me set the scene. I was at a ticket drop at Vision Nissan in Canandaigua last night when the news struck online. All of the murmuring started because the place was filled with baseball fans.
Yeah.
Pete Rose is no longer banned from baseball. Neither is shoeless Joe Jackson.
And a whole bunch of other people.
A whole bunch of other people that are now dead. So last September, at like 83 years old, Pete Rose died. This shoeless Joe Jackson guy died in like 51. 1951. So the Major League Baseball Commissioner reinstated everyone yesterday, making them finally eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame. He unbanned everybody who's dead, saying, quote, obviously a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game, end quote. Therefore, I have concluded that permanent ineligibility ends upon the passing of that individual, meaning the lifetime ban ends when the life ends.
They need to change the name of that from permanent to lifetime then.
Lifetime.
Because it wasn't a
ban.
Lifetime ban. It was a permanent ban.
Well, they're permanently no longer here.
I love the logic. They cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game now that they're dead. So all of their actions leading up to their death.
Yeah.
That doesn't count anymore.
No.
So you could be murderer, rapist, cheater, liar.
Candlestick maker,
whatever.
Matter.
It doesn't matter. You're in.
Pete Rose banned in 89 for betting on some games while he was managing the Cincinnati Reds. Shoeless Joe and seven other members of the White Sox were banned in the 50s for fixing the 1919 World Series. 1919. Guy is literally bones in the ground at this point. But he's going in, Pete and Joe. It's the Hall of Fame. And they can't get in until 2028. At the earliest. That's because their greatest contributions to baseball came before 1980, meaning they have to be considered by the 12-person Classic Baseball Committee. This is ridiculous. This news hit and people were like, how? Why? How could this happen?
Oh, there's people that are all for Pete Rose, saying that his accomplishments on the field shouldn't be negated.
He did have a lot of accomplishments.
And he was a huge player back in the day. But he could have also bet on anything else other than baseball. Horse racing, football, soccer, who's going to make it to the stop sign first? Like, there's a zillion other things he could have bet on besides the game he was involved in. I don't know. I guess we're all going to head down to Cooperstown together in 2028 when he gets inducted then, right?
Because the lifetime is over.
Lifetime is over. R.I.P. Pete. We have Buffalo Bills news, but it's really not Bills news. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club.
All the news.
I love how no news is actually news.
Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head.
That's enough talk about baseball.
we have to cleanse the palate with some Bills
Terry
talk.
Terry Clifford used to get so mad at me. It's not time yet. Like, that's enough about baseball.
So the non-Bills news
Yeah.
Is that they're not playing a specific game.
Well, all we know right now is that the networks released what games they are going to be over out of country.
Right.
Whatever. And we know the Bills are not on that. The Bills released their full schedule tonight, this evening. So we'll know by this time tomorrow morning.
But basically, we know
they're not going to England.
No, they're not going.
Correct. And I'm good with that. I think it screwed our whole...
I think a lot of people are totally fine with that.
Unless, you know, like a certain someone in the building who has the money to be able to go fly off to London and make a family vacation of the game abroad.
Right.
Most of us had to watch it on TV. The times were messed up. I think it, you know, I think our boys were jet lagged.
What time would the game happen when they played in London? Was it like 4 or 5 hours earlier than it was in the morning, right?
I can't even remember. God, that was. I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday.
London is like 4 or 5 hours ahead of us.
Right.
So if a normal game is at 1, does that mean that the game over there started at like 10 o'clock our time?
Yeah, it was weird. It just messed everybody up. And they were really jet lagged, I think. I think it really just, I don't know, they don't play at their best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And
well, plus you're flying off to London.
Yeah.
There's no way they're staying at the hotel and not going out and finding some extracurricular activities, let's say.
I don't know.
Do you think they're that seasoned and that professional that they're going to be like, yeah, I'm going to bed tonight at 7 o'clock.
I do. I think most of them are.
Really?
Not all. Of course not all. Of course not all. But, you know, if you're talking about my Joshy, yes.
Oh, Joshy, of course.
He's got a strict
perfect
bedtime.
Angel, yes. Now, does that mean there's an extra home game?
There's 8 home games, I believe.
Okay.
So that's good for us. Yeah, well, they're going to play at home if they're not going abroad. So because it was considered one of our home games, if I remember correctly. And correct me if I'm wrong, 585-252-9233. But yeah, I believe we have 8 home games.
And will be the last season in the current stadium.
Yes. So we've got the special old school noisemakers. It's just going to be a lot of fun. They've got big plans for this season as the final. And then, you know, next season will be the hello new stadium.
Are you as a fanatic? Cool. Are you sad that the old stadium is not going to be used anymore? Are you excited for the new one? Or
I guess both. I guess, you know, I was sad, but.
I'm very sentimental and I'm attached to stuff.
I have a feeling.
More than I should be. You know, houses, cars, stuff like that. When you get rid of them, it's like, oh, I'm going to miss that car. And then you get the new one. You're like, well, this is really nice, though, but I miss my last. Like, I wonder if people are going to have, I don't know, not regret, but just miss the old days.
I'll tell you, I was at the Snowmageddon game. the infamous Snowmageddon game with the Colts.
Yep.
And it was, I couldn't even see the field. So if there's going to be a little bit of, I don't know.
Nostalgic.
A little bit less snow on we fans, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
That's all I.
That new roof will really take care of that for you, right?
The little new, it's more of an awning.
It's an awning.
The new awning.
Yes. Well, we're finally going to find out why Morgan Wallen walked off that stage on Saturday Night Live. Country music news, top story, breaking news. I know you've been waiting.
Oh my gosh, we all care.
Breathlessly. Tell us. So remember, Morgan Wallen walked off the stage. It was the end of Saturday Night Live. Yeah. And they're always like, the host walks out and is like, good night, everybody. Thank you for having us. We had a great time. Morgan Wallen's here. So everybody usually hugs or they talk while the, you know, the credits are rolling. Morgan, as soon as it was done, looked at the host, may have said something like, hey, man, that was great. That was cool. See ya. And then he walked directly off the front of the stage.
Like towards the camera.
Which I've never seen anybody do.
Nobody's done it.
People have walked off the stage, but not like through the audience.
Yeah, like out the front door.
That's yes, that's what raised a lot of eyebrows. So Morgan finally talked to somebody about why he did that. You ready?
I'm ready.
So he's recently on a podcast, Caleb Presley, and he said, seriously, SNL, did they make you mad? His response was, no, I was ready to go home. I'd been there all week.
Spoken like a true Forrest Gump.
Like, I think Morgan Wallen is a PR genius, or his people, because look at how much we talk about him. Mm-hmm. Take the doorbell incident, screaming the N-word, out of the equation. Everything else he's done. The throwing the chair off the roof. We talked about that for months. Mm-hmm. Walking off the stage at Saturday Night Live, conveniently right before his album came out. We talked about that for 2 weeks solid. What's he? Why did he do it? Is he angry? Did they make him angry?
Right.
PR genius.
Man.
Megan Maroney.
Genius or evil?
Dating Megan Maroney. Milked that for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Genius. That man's smart.
I don't know. I just thought some people dig a doing rude things and they're like, oh.
Right.
So, I don't know.
It's all dumb stuff that
it
really, at the end
stuff.
Of the day, doesn't matter. It's the music that matters, and the dude's selling a zillion albums.
Correct.
And top streaming songs. He's got like 5 of the top 10 right now. So, anyways, Miley Cyrus is also in the news.
Oh, good.
For the advice that she gave fans during the listening party for her new album, New York City, last week. It was actually advice that she repeated. She said the best advice she's ever gotten from anybody was from her godmother. Maybe you've heard of her, a lady named Dolly Parton. Dolly said, you do you, I'll do me, together we'll be us. In other words, be yourself, let everybody else do the same. The us is how we coexist in this world.
Hmm.
That Dolly Parton.
She sure is smart.
She's a national treasure. George Strait, by the way, he's coming to our neck of the woods a little bit later this summer. He's going to be 73 this Sunday. And he's getting up there in years, but don't expect him to stop touring next week or even next year. At a show in Philly over the weekend, he took a minute to talk about how much he loves playing live. He says he thinks I've got maybe 5 good years left to keep touring. So that means he's going to be 78 when he calls it quits.
Wow.
He also laughed at how lucky he's been so far and how long he's been at it. He says he's been up on the stage for around 50 years. His first studio album came out 44 years ago, 1981, but he was playing shows prior to that when he was in the Army back in the 70s. So he's been on stage for over 50 years.
Oh, absolutely. So 73, he's my mama's age.
He and still looks great. He still sounds great.
He's like still wanting to tour for another 5 years.
Get out and go. He doesn't have to do it for the money. At this point, it's just he loves to do it. So why not?
Can barely get her to drive herself to the grocery store. Good for you, George.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.